Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome. This is Ken, the Passion Entrepreneur, your Chief Profitability Officer, your Sales and Profit Evangelist. Thank you for listening in. E3C, what does it mean? That's the name of my company. It stands for Entrepreneurship, Empowerment, and Evolution. And the C stands for Connect, Collaborate, and Create, and that's what we're doing today. We show you how to maximize your profits and business opportunities. We teach you the best practices for profitability and share with you new ideas and strategies to take your business to the next level. Check out the website at bettersalesandprofitsnow.com. That's bettersalesandprofitsnow.com. We want you to listen, learn, enjoy, and share. Today, we're going to interview Bishop Clarence Harris. He is the founder of the Christian Fellowship Assemblies, and we're going to talk about a new initiative, Diversity International Television Network. That's Diversity International Television Network. Now, Bishop Clarence Harris is an educator and administrator in several of our nation's public systems, school systems. He is a graduate. Get this, a graduate of University of Miami. I don't know if I should have this interview with you because I'm a Georgia Tech, University of Michigan fan. Okay, I'll keep going. Anyway, he's a graduate of University of Miami. He majored in history and religion, minored in biology and chemistry. Very smart guy. Anyway, he has taught psychology, sociology, religion, history in both Florida and in Georgia, and he's been a pastor and community activist for over 20 years. He is founder of Alpha Omega Productions. It's a nonprofit Christian organization specializing in video documentaries, publications, and end-time biblical seminars. And we're going to talk about this. I'm really excited about this. He is president and CEO of Diversity International Television Network. Welcome, Bishop Clarence Harris. How are you?
Well, it is indeed my great pleasure and joy to be with you today, Mr. Ken Brown.
We're going to talk about Diversity International Network. I love this. All right. And full disclosure, I'm on the board. And I said, we got to get you on the show. Got to get you on the show. So we only have a few minutes. So let's just get into it. Diversity International Television Network. So what is DITN?
Well, DITN is America's first national global educational and reconciliation initiative. Our goal is that the fact that in the area of education, that no child or adult should be left behind. And it is the world's first lifelong learning channel that ranges from the age of middle school, eight years of age, all the way up to adults who are baby boomers. So we cover the whole gamut. And that since most people today, we have 7 to 9 careers in their lifetime for the young, there's need for our services, our educational programming, to make a powerful impact in the global world.
A learning channel. So you got some competition. You've got the Public Broadcasting Network. You've got Discovery. Why did you decide to launch Diversity International Television Network?
Well, Global Diversity International Television Network is way beyond anything that we have perceived or contemplated in the market today. We are, of course, an educational channel, but as well as we're also promoting global multilateral trade with unsung heroes or groups and multicultural groups in the world that have never had their due in the marketplace. We also work with a lot of humanitarian projects in third world countries, promoting education there as well. We're also creating, through the advent of new technology, new social communities using the Internet as our primary portal. And our primary objective is to counteract dysfunctional media that is so pervasive today that's causing our nation to hemorrhage and put this entire nation, United States, at risk. And so I'm motivated for positive change because there's nothing seen to be in the market addressing those issues from a multicultural global perspective.
Man, you said a mouthful. I want to go back. You said dysfunctional. So we're consumers, listeners, watchers of local, I guess, local TV and satellite are not getting what you feel they should be receiving.
Absolutely not. America, I mean, I hate to use a street vernacular. America's being pimped, all right? Our institutions are failing us, our family structures, the children, dysfunctional families, divorce is skyrocketing. Kids today in America read at a fourth grade level as well as adults. One out of six American citizens are functionally illiterate. So the education system is hemorrhaging. We have also our government. You see what happened the past 2 weeks with the dysfunction that we have there and also the polarization of our political parties. Our
religion, don't get me started.
Our religions also have failed us. We have so many religions, but somehow or another, the process they lost their salt and savor, and it's not also producing positive impact. In fact, they're also creating more of the dysfunction. So in the area of education, in the area of religion, the family, the government itself, our institutions are failing. We are currently living in a suicidal society that is doing narcissistic, I guess, choices that are very detrimental. We are killing ourselves with food, that we're starving ourselves, or we're overeating. It's like everything is being done to an extreme. Children are running our school systems and the courts and the government kept at bay. They're holding parents hostage, and there's going to be no outlet or relief in sight. I believe that DITN will have a solution and the antidote to all these problems.
Wow, you said something really interesting. You said that we're starving. We're not getting the best, the right nutrition. At the same time, we're not getting the right, I guess, maybe nutrition for our mind, for our brain. That's
well, it's thinking skills, it's proper education. We have so much dysfunction even in education. I guess you might call it deformed knowledge when you have you don't have a balanced curriculum of other cultures around the world. We don't even study Canada, our largest border and our closest neighbor. The average American know very little about Native American history, African American history, the Irish, Asians, Hispanics, and the Jews and the Caribbeans, their contributions to this great nation. And so as a result, the talking heads on television in their commentaries and debates they have amongst themselves, where the media is always covering the exact same stories, even though we have seemingly polarized views, Fox, for example, and CNN, yet and still they cover the exact same stories. There's a big world.
Over and over and over again. I hear you. I hear you.
and so, we're so closed-minded. We're so uninformed and ill-prepared to, I guess, compete in the global market. And DITN, and those who go to our website, which is www.diversityitn.com, will see that we might be the hope for the nation.
Wow. You're biting off a lot, and so what you're saying is DITN will be the solution to bring people together.
Yes, sir. We have real solutions for real problems. I've been watching our nation hemorrhaging, I mean, for years. For reality, I'm a civil rights leader here in the state of Georgia, my own civil rights organization, to address educational concerns, work with others dealing with reconciliation of those who were victims of lynchings and their families and even the perpetrators and their families here in Georgia. I've worked in the prisons in Miami, South Bay Federal Correction, and also I've worked also under the Mariana boat lift when Castro emptied his prisons and sent all of his many times dysfunctional members of society to America. I worked in our colleges as a chaplain in our nation's capital, so I've been, as a pastor, I take people to the grave, I do their funerals, I do their weddings, I've been in the hospitals, I've been everywhere, so I've seen the full gamut of our nation, and we have an awesome nation, and I believe that if this nation is demised and we go under, and it seems like we're heading that direction, and few seem to care, there'd be little hope for the free world, and I'm very concerned about where we are today.
I can hear you, sir. I can hear your passion. You may mention about the lack of educational programming. There was a program on TV, and it was an old movie, a piece of action, Bill Cosby and Sidney Poitier, and it had a message there that and it was so interesting that the boys, there was a community center, and these guys were influenced to help them. And the boys and girls or the teenagers in this community didn't have jobs. They had a lack of self-image. Their self-image was poor, and they were really struggling with their identity and who they were. And these guys came in and built up their self-esteem and got them jobs, and it was a really nice message that. And we don't have those kind of messages. You can't find that a lot. And, man, it was a Saturday. It was a football time, but I took time to watch it. It was a great movie. Came out in, I think, 1978, 79, or 76, somewhere on there. But it was a really great movie, and we need more of that. So DITN is going to be the answer to nourish our souls and our minds.
Yeah, it will be the answer because we're working at the grassroots level to get people of all sectors of society to contribute their best wear. And we're going to take to the world America's best rather than polluting the world with most of the time I consider all garbage. When I travel internationally as a global speaker, international speaker, and with the books I've written as well, addressing some of these issues, it's fascinating that the perception that people have of America is the garbage that we export through cheap forms of media and entertainment. And when you go there, all people know is what they've seen on television of America. And even if you go within the United States, I've had students in Miami, for example, who had perhaps moved from the Midwest of the United States like Wyoming and Colorado, the Dakotas, and even one student from Pennsylvania who lived in the Amish community there near Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Living in their respective community, they had never in their life met an African-American before in America. They've only seen them on television because in their rural communities or in Idaho, states like that, where there isn't much diversity, evidently their paradigm is totally affected by the media. The media, our networks like BET, and the Black, and then MTV, so only dysfunction for cheap thrills to make a quick buck, and then they promote profanity, sex, drugs, and violence. They then expect our kids to come out fine and untarnished.
Mm-hmm.
It's like one hand, school administrators are disciplining, expelling students from kids because of behavior, because of the dress, because of linguistic skills. At the same time, the other adults are pimping off of them by selling them the wear, the video, the music, etc., that exalts this material. And so we're sending mixed messages and wonder why kids are confused. And while we also, the kids are seemingly rising up against us. And if we're not careful, we may see some even more cataclysmic things happen in the future concerning the disarray of our children and what we're sowing into them in their violent nature, especially blurring the line even with video games and a lot of other entertainment entities by which we are creating, I don't know, we can even call people for the future. We're a nation at risk.
So what I hear you saying is that even people within the United States don't know ourselves, and then the media has this impact and can influence how we see other people and how we react to them. All right, good. What is your passion as it pertains to diversity in international television?
Well, as I travel internationally, I'm amazed at how well-versed and knowledgeable other people around the world are about America. And then I'm perplexed to know that despite all of our learning, despite all of our technology, media, and affluence, that Americans are so uninformed about the world. And I therefore believe that diversity of thought and ideas is the key to the survival of, you know, of any social existence for our country. And if we go, I believe that the rest of the world will be given over to fascism, socialism, and other forms of dictatorships. Because America has been a long vanguard to protect many nations who have had no one to defend them. And that has been their cry. The media never tells that story. Whether it's been Iraq, whether it's been other parts of the world, I know we have done major blunders. But for the most part, America has been the vanguard for peace and safety, especially after the calamities of World War I and World War II, and the insane approaches and leaders coming out of Europe who had this seemingly fascinating idea of wanting to take over the world, and then including Hitler. So we are very much concerned about America and our plight in history and the world. And where we lose our educational base, and then there is very little hope for this whole globe.
So what is your website again for diversity?
www.diversityitn.com.
All right. So what is your vision? We've talked a little bit about the problems, the challenges, and the solution that DITN is providing. So what is your vision for this network?
Well, I believe that we can stop just in America alone the cycles of poverty, the cycles of ignorance, violence, and dysfunction. We can stop the hemorrhaging. And by doing that in a triage-type method, we can therefore go on and really promote wellness, mental wellness, spiritual wellness, and also sanity rather than choices for insanity. And so my vision is to let this country export its good and help others for their betterment through distant learning programs, humanitarian projects, as well as raising up the educational level for social mobility for people in third world countries, even like in this hemisphere, like Haiti, very neglected, country throughout the African continent as well, and then also in India. But Europe is also suffering from major problems as well. Even though they have a lot of education, their socialistic, humanistic philosophies, unfortunately, they have a very high suicide rate, very low birth rate, a lot of problems that they are encountering, and because of these here, with immigration problems as well as sending to America. So I believe that Europe also must also make some positive stances and changes in its philosophies, though was beginning founded in religious principles, now seem to be predicated on atheistic principles, which is even leading to their detriment also.
Are you saying that I've seen this, is what we see that's happening in Europe can in fact happen here in America, and maybe DITN will be a leading resource for the world in terms of education and learning and thought?
Yes, sir. Our goal with DITN is not to tell people what to think, but to teach them how to think. And most people do not know how to think because they don't have a sufficient amount of balanced information by which they can get out of their biased concepts and go into a more broader view to make a more sound decision in whatever decision area may be, even the perception of other people, whether it be race and concerns and prejudice and the stereotypes and scapegoating that people use oftentimes when they're problems in their countries. You know, anti-Semitism is rising in Europe. Racism is always shows its ugly head all over the world. Even in the Christian religion, I mean, the Christian religion, for a large portion of it, for the most part, is still somewhat anti-Semitic in doctrine and philosophy. But, man, therefore, we've seen a debase, or the Christian faith is not really any longer a Jewish-based religion. It is a Eurocentric religion, and it has used its cultural tendencies to conquer the world, from slavery to all the things that have done through imperialism. But originally, the Christian religion was a Jewish religion. So we will look at the root, the cause, the what, the whys, the hows, and let people come to their own consensus. You had mentioned earlier that the History Channel, their Georgia Public Television, and many other networks, but many of them are still very culturally centric. They're not really multicultural, nor are they really global. We're going to open up the door and allow people to be informed for a global community to prepare people for a global market through global education.
Wow. And so what is, we talked about the vision for your new network. What about the mission? How are you going to go about this? What is the mission? How are you going to accomplish your vision? Can you give us a little information about some of the things that you plan on doing?
Well, exactly our strategies, I cannot describe
them. No, we don't
want
to talk.
But I will go on to say that one of our primary goals is to raise the educational level in this country from a fourth grade level to anything higher.
Okay.
Also, last year, 2007, there were 17 of America's 50 largest cities graduated less than half, 50% of the students from high school. With Detroit.
Now you have to repeat that. That's a profound statistic.
Out of America's 50 largest cities, 17 of them did not even graduate 50% of their high school seniors. And Detroit, your state of Michigan, unfortunately, and the city of Detroit only graduated 25% of the students from high school.
Wow.
With 3,300 students dropped out of school every day, This is hemorrhaging. This is a
national
crisis.
25%.
Yeah, 25% in Detroit graduate. And 3,300 drop out of school in the U.S. every day. Over a million kids every year drop out of school. How can we compete in the international market? Only thing we're producing is a class of ignorant people who are malleable, impressionable, easy to be propagandized because they don't know enough to even discern through the media what is truth. Therefore, you look at what's happening through the entertainment, look what's happening also in the presidential campaign. Everything's done by polls every day. Polls, polls, polls.
And they get the information from the media.
Yeah, because they're manipulated because psychologically, who wants to be on the losing side?
Mm-hmm.
People who are marginal, they will go where the polls are. They go by consensus. It's all propaganda. People don't read. They don't research. They don't do the homework. Or they're so biased, they want to remain willfully ignorant. Well, we're not going to tell people what to think. We're going to give them information so they can choose their own method of ideologies and philosophies in any area,
wow,
from the scientific to religion to historical.
I've already seen what your uniqueness is, but I'll ask the question anyway. What makes your network unique?
Well, we're going to integrate basic technology with positive social reform, basically bring to the forefront unheard voices, Native Americans. We will see them on television, not just on a Western, professionals and educated and also very informed, given their perspective on life, African Americans, the Irish, who at one point in this history were not considered human, likewise with Native Americans and African Americans, Asians who were not allowed at one juncture in America's history to even immigrate here, Hispanics and Jews and those in the Caribbean islands. In other words, we're going to bring to the forefront the unheard voices of the world and in America to show that it was through collective sacrifice that this country became great. Not one particular group of people made this country what it is today.
So we're all the same, but we're all unique, and we should celebrate our differences.
Yeah, what make America so unique at the Olympics? Every time we had the Olympics, look who win. We all win. All the different races, right? It's amazing. And people come here, they're breaking the doors down trying to get in this country. Everybody wants to become American. But when we win a gold medal, there's no race associated with that. You're competing for America. And that's why we do so well in the Olympics all the time, because of our diversity. It is a strength. When you have diversity, you have a greater pool of resources and ideas. Even aerogenetics, you have a greater, healthier population with the mixture of genetic pool. So racism and ignorance and cultural superiority, these ideas and bigotry preserve the status quo for degression. If we're going to progress, if we're going to move forward, we're going to have to capitalize on our strength, which is our diversity, and move forward.
Well, let's talk a little bit about it. You can't give us all the secrets.
Okay.
But some new programming that you're excited about that you plan on doing.
Well,
even mentioned Latin America and Caribbean.
Well, the Caribbean I mentioned a moment ago, but Latin America, I've attended several meetings in the Atlanta area for the past week. I was in Washington, D.C. last month, meeting with government agencies. And here in the Washington, D.C. area, we start off even with Brazil in South America, a very, very large, because of the slavery, the Portuguese population there. And the Brazilians, and their language, of course, is Portuguese, but you have many, there's a mixture of the races, from mestizos to mulattos to peninsulares, which is the various groups that basically kind of create the populations down there. But they are a very intricate part, of America because of the Monroe Doctrine way back over almost 200 years ago and its impact, on this hemisphere. And so that part of the world, as we move to try to unite America, they want to introduce the Amero, which is a new American currency based on the European model, the Euro, the United States of Europe with 25 nations now. They want to do it all, same thing for the Western Hemisphere. How would that change everything in this country? How would it change the linguistic patterns? What would be the programming on television? In the next 30 years, America's demographic is going to change dramatically, ethnically,
yes,
because of immigration. And people must realize that it's going to be another America, like what is happening right now in Europe. So we have programming to capitalize on all these things, but make it positive and not a negative situation. And we want to really welcome people, and hopefully it won't do anything legally, but we'll make sure that we do everything correctly to enhance, to promote, and make this country stronger and better, rather than making some cheap money with investors and venture capitalists who only want cheap programming so they can get a quick return on the dollar. At the same time, they will not be able to live in their own communities because it's unsafe based on the programming that they're promoting on television.
Well, and see, if I look at back at my history, it's Native American and obviously African American and Caucasian. I don't know my history. I know that my grandfather's from Dublin, Georgia. I know my grandmother's from Greenville, Alabama. I know this is on my father's side, and on my mother's side, West Point, Mississippi. But I don't know the history, and I would think that DNTN will help me understand. You know, when we talk about Native Americans, I think Cree Indians were there, and I understand Choctaw is in Mississippi. So that's all I know, and I don't know anything besides that. And I think
I'm actually part Cherokee myself, Native American and British. All right.
Wow.
And African descent as well. But we will use cable, satellite, internet, IPTV, podcasting, radio, and other mediums to reach all sectors of the globe. And by doing so, on our website, one can go there and take a look at least there's a video we have.
And give the website again.
Okay. Yeah, our video kind of explained a little bit more about the programming that you guys mentioned or asked about, and that is www.diversityitn.com. And if they go to the website and take a look at it, they can contact me, and contact information is all there. But we really want to stop the exploitation of the general public through the media and look toward the enhancement of the general public. And so what people can do to help us out is that they can basically prescribe to our, and when we come out in the beginning of next year on cable and satellite, to have the carriers carry our programming. And also, we're putting together the Dream Team for Management. These are some of the top professionals in the field in various capacities. If anyone knows someone that's a key player, top player in the media industry, and that would like to contact DITN for employment purposes, we're also looking for the best, because we want the best.
And you're hiring.
Yes, sir, we are hiring. And so we're ready to move out into uncharted waters to go where no one has ever gone before.
I salute you, sir. I'm pumped up. I'm ready to go. I want
the
medication.
if we are much rounded, more rounded in our education, the world will be a much better place.
Well, we have less than 2 minutes. What question have I not asked you that you want to answer?
Well, I think that we are the we're looking at everyone looking at green space, you know, trying to make the earth green. However, that's a wonderful proposition. It is very much needed because of exploitation of the environment. However, unless you look at human space and promotion of human capital for the good, then we and the problems we have with our nation.
Like that. Human capital development. That's what
I
do.
So, and that's why you're part of our board of directors. That's why you also one of the great men helped lead in this charge. So I really thank you. And all your listeners out there who may hear this broadcast, please go on our website, email me. The contact information is right there on the website, and that is www.diversityitn.com. And there's a need for those who have a moral conscience to make the world a better place, to stop this nation from hemorrhaging, and also promote peace and brotherhood worldwide. DITN will become the conduit, but that can't be done. We will collectively make a difference, and one of our taglines is, you haven't learned the history or culture until you DITN. So go for it.
Wow. Bishop Clarence Harris, thank you so very much for being on the show. And in summary, what would be one thing that you want to pass on to the listeners?
Well, we want to bring the races together. We want through education. We wanted to raise up the standard for children and adults. And we want people to live together. Martin Luther King said, unless we learn to live together as brothers, surely we shall die apart as fools. We must save ourselves by working together towards humanitarian purposes. And I believe it can be done through the most powerful medium there is, and that's the media. So, with my years of experience, in fact, that was Dade County, Florida, 1991, Mainstream Teacher of the Year in the fourth largest school system in the nation at that time, using revolutionary and also creative means to deal with gang kids and gangs, dropout, dysfunction, and at risk. We're going to take that to the mediums, and we're going to make a difference. Thank you, Ken, for the opportunity. It's been my pleasure.
And you're moving forward and taking being a servant with new network, Diversity International Television Network. So I salute you. And anything that I can do to help you, we're doing this show. Just let me know. And we got to come back. You got to let us know what's happening with the next couple of months and next year. And if there's anything, any listeners that are listening in, the website again, Bishop Clarence Harris, is?
www.diversityitn.com.
All right. Thank you, Bishop Clarence Harris, Diversity International Television Network. Be there, be square. Take care. And as we take you out, go make that sale, be extraordinary, and stay profitable. Thank you.